Good evening, and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week, we try to bring you the best in cantorial, Yiddish, Israeli, and Hasidic, instrumental, whatever. Now, those of you who might be listening for the first time, let me point out to you that the first hour is a mixture. It's everything but cantorial music, and the second hour is strictly for the lovers of the Mevinim and otherwise who particularly love cantorial music. For those of you who have been listening for the past few weeks, by the way, this is week number 16 already. 4 months we've been doing this, and the archives are just about finished, just about ready, okay? You know that if you've been tuning in a little earlier, somewhere around 8:30, 20 minutes to 9, I've been playing some cassettes just to get you prepared for the forthcoming 2 hours. So for those of you who love this music and you want to hear something a little different, you might tune in a little bit earlier. That's for the live segment, by the way. For the archives, we are not archiving that 20 minutes or half hour. Okay, let's see. What do we have coming up this week? Well, the 49th Annual Convention of the Cantorial Council of America. It's going to be at Kutcher's Country Club in Monticello. I'll be up there. Helen and I will be there for Thursday night dinner. And there's a cantorial concert with Pinchas Cohn, Yaakov Motzen, Moshe Shur, and Beryl Zucker. So for those of you who might want to make the trek up for Thursday afternoon, have dinner, stay over, you can still call 212-960-5353. That's 212-960-5353, the Cantorial Council of America. It's a very interesting convention. And if you are interested in going to some of their sessions earlier, just contact the Bell School. Again, that's at 212-960-5353. Okay, let's get right to the music. And we're going to start with the duo Reim, a favorite. This is Gesher. Tsar Me'od, the world is a narrow bridge, but the important thing is not to be afraid. Gesher Tsar Me'od, Kol Ha'olam Kulo, Gesher Tsar Me'od.
Gesher tsar me'od, גשר צר מאוד, כל העולם כולו גשר צר מאוד, גשר צר
was the duo Raim, and I guess you got the idea. Lo lefached, do not be afraid. Well, those of you who know my my inclination over the years, you know that one of the things that I've always enjoyed were choirs, boys' choirs, and all kinds of choirs. As a matter of fact, I know this is not the cantorial part of the show, but of the program, but when we reviewed the lives of all the great cantors of the past, invariably they sang in choirs, in synagogue choirs when they were children. And at some point, they got the calling, they got the feeling, the soul music, it touched them, and it made them very special. It's quite different than just deciding at the age of 25 or 30 that you want to become a cantor, and you really haven't had those years of surrounding yourself with soul and soul music. With that preamble, of course, we're going to play boys' choirs, and one of the things I've always dreamed of is having more choirs and more boys' choirs and having them accompanying the cantors. We have to really do that sometime in the future if we ever get back to doing concerts, to promote choirs to accompany the cantors. Let's hear Pirche, and this was Uvenei Yerushalayim. Uvenei Yerushalayim.
Thank you.
Okay. That was the Pirche with a very brief rendition of Uvenei Yerushalayim. Well, we're going to be playing a lot of joyous music this evening because we're celebrating so many weddings and so many joyous events. And this coming Sunday, we're going to be attending a wonderful Simcha, Lynn and Alan Steinberg, and the wedding of their son. And we'll have more details about that afterwards. But I'm going to be dedicating a few songs to the Steinbergs and to the upcoming Simcha. But let's hear Mordechai Ben David. And this is Yismachu. Joyous music.
Shabbos, kulam yisviyu veyisangu mitvecho Shabbos. Am mekadeshe shviyoyoyoyoy Shabbos, kulam yisviyu veyisangu mitvecho Shabbos.
Mordechai Ben David. Now, you know, David is David Werdiger. Mordechai is the son of David. That's Mordechai Werdiger. And you know that this program is very heavily involved with Mendy Werdiger. And I want to thank Mendy and Mostly Music for all their cooperation and for helping get this this hobby of mine, this continuation of my hobby, working. And it's a delight. I am here in my apartment working the controls by myself, no engineer. So every once in a while, there is a technical problem. Perhaps I hit the wrong button. I think I've been getting pretty good after 16 weeks, but every once in a while, there is a slight slip up. What can I tell you? Okay, we're talking about choirs. It's interesting that in Russia, there are so many great Jewish choirs. This is the Moscow Jewish choir with a very different version of Hine Matov. Okay, Moscow Jewish choir. They sound like they're having a good time. Isn't that something from Moscow, no less? I was just thinking, how many choirs are like that here in America, the free America with the few million Jews that we have? Chaimov has a fabulous choir, and had a very, very fine choir at Temple Beth, or Congregation Beth Shalom in Lawrence, that was made up of members of the shul. And, whether they're super, super professional like Chaimov, or if they're just a bunch of guys who are having a great time and making a great sound. Either way, I really do love the choirs. And somehow or other, I wish that there were more of them around. There's something very, very special about the sound and about the music that they perform. We played MBD and... guess we're going to play Kaulbach a little later, so let's go to Avram Fried. We can't forget about Avremela. This is Pikudei Hashem.
Hashem Yishorim Ay Mesam Chelei Oy Mitzvah Hashem Borom Yiras Eino Hoyim Ay 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 Yiras Hashem Tehova Hoyro Oy Medes Load Oy Mishpitei Hashem Oy Emes Tzotko Yachdo Oy Yiras Hashem Tehova Oy medes lo 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 la Oy mishpite Hashem Oy emes Tzot kuyam ha-wagda Hashem Borom Yiras Eino Hoyim Ay, 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 ay Yiras Hashem Tehoiro Oy Medes Lovan Oy Mishpitei Hashem Oy Emes Toku Yavavavaldo Oy Yiras Hashem Tehoiro Oy Medes Lovan Oy Mishpitei Hashem Oy Emes Toku Yavavavaldo
Avram Fried and Superstars, both of them, Mordechai Ben David and Avram Fried. Well, you know, when I talk about Israeli music, I'm going back to the early days, the old days. I'm not playing much of the current crop. It's just, actually, I don't even listen to what's current because to me, it's some sad imitation of something else, whatever. It's just not my taste. But there are the old chestnuts, and then there are the classics of the 60s, the 50s, 60s, 70s, even the 80s. Let's hear a couple of selections that sort of give you a sense of where I'm coming from. This is Arik Lavie with Hasela Ha'adom. This is a story about a young couple that go to see the Red Rock. I think they shouldn't have been going there because I think it's in Jordan, to say the least. But it's a sad story because people who go to visit it somehow or other never return. A very, very sad story. But let's hear. This is Arik Lavie, Hasela Ha'adom.
מעבר להרים ולמדבר אומרות האגדות ישנו מקום שאיש ממנו חי עוד לא חזר והוא נקרא הסלע האדום או הסלע האדום האדום שלושה יצאו לדרך עם שקיעה מנגד להטו הרי אדום חלום ישן מפה ומאימיה לקחו הם אל הסלע האדום או הסלע האדום האדום ראשון הלך גשש מרים פנה מביט בכוכבים שבמרום אך המראה אשר ראו עיניו היה מראה הסלע האדום או הסלע האדום האדום בוודי התחנו בין האבנים אמר חד כמום וכחלום רואה אני פני הלבנים אנו רעב הסלע האדום או הסלע האדום האדום גל גל השמש על ראשם הלם והם נושמים אבק מדבר וחום ולפתע כמו כפה בהם דמם ראו הם את הסלע האדום או הסלע האדום האדום מתח היריות היה קצר גנח אחד נפצעתי וידום אנו רעב בפה מלא אפר הגענו אל הסלע האדום או הסלע האדום האדום מעבר להרים ולמדבר אומרות האגדות ישנו מקום שאיש ממנו חי עוד לא חזר והוא נקרא הסלע האדום. או הסלע האדום, האדום. או הסלע האדום, האדום.
Well, that's a sad story of the Red Rock. Well, what were they doing going there anyway? Okay, yeah, Ark Einstein. Ark Einstein is a favorite of many, especially if you're from my generation. Yeah, what could I say? Lo Pa'am Bakayetz. This is a classic of Ark Einstein. Of course, there are many, many classics of his. We could go on for hours and hours, but let's just have a taste. Ark Einstein.
לא פעם בקיץ ימרדת היום לאור השקיעה הדואך. הלכתי אלייך ואת ארוכה הקשבתי לכל זמרתך. קטן הוא ודל הוא חדרי ואני בו שרוי ערירי. קטן הוא ודל הוא חדרי ואני בו שרוי ערירי. וחי בי הזכר הזה הנוהר, השקט הזה והרוך, ומתק העצב אשר זמרתך ידעה על הנפש לנסוך. קטן הוא ודל הוא חדרי ואני בו שרוי ערירי. קטן הוא ודל הוא חדרי ואני בו שרוי ערירי. ויש כי נדמה לי אם רדת היום בשלוט בי תוגת דמדומים. עדיין כקדם קולטת אוזני הלחן ההוא התמים. קטן הוא ודל הוא חדרי ואני בו שרוי ערירי. קטן הוא ודל הוא חדרי ואני בו שרוי ערירי. ואני בו שרוי ערירי.
Ark Einstein. I don't know. Do they produce music like that anymore? I don't think so. Unless it's screaming at you. Unless there's a beat, the boom, ba boom. It isn't going to sell. I don't know. You can't even hear Frank Sinatra anymore. There's no radio station that has Tony Bennett and Sinatra and just some easy. Oh, yeah, I think there's one program on Sunday afternoon for 2 hours. But remember, you're in the car, you're flipping the dial, you might be able to hear some really smooth music. Nah, you got to have a CD or a tape or whatever you have in your car or Sirius. What can I tell you? Anyway, no sense complaining. They have their lives and we have our lives, right? Okay, this is a dedication to Lynn and Alan Steinberg. It's congratulations on the upcoming Simcha, and it's certainly going to be a joyous event. So Od Yishama with the Piamentas, and we'll be playing some Chazanis piece also for wishing you Mazel Tov. But let's hear the Piamentas. Od Yishama should be heard throughout the streets of Jerusalem about the wedding. Okay, I surprised you. Yes, that was joyous music, okay? We let loose every once in a while, and that was the Piamentas. Okay, now, if you're listening, you have to listen closely to this. And actually, I've been listening to the Rexus Rejects albums, and I'll be playing some of the bits that appeared over the years. And I was listening the other day to this one. It's very brief. It's 30 seconds. And I'm going to play it twice because you may or may not get it the first time. Okay? And if you're driving, I suggest that you pull, no, let's see, you wouldn't be driving because you don't have your computer in the car. Okay, so if you're recording this and you decide to play this in the car, I would suggest that you pull over because it's very, very funny. And I don't want to be responsible for causing an accident. So I'm going to play it first, and then it's just very quick. You got to listen closely. Listen, if you're doing something else at the moment, just stop and listen to this bit because it's one of the great bits. Records or Rejects.
In 1988, the Rachmetzereber is the only presidential candidate to declare he will lower taxes and strengthen the Social Security system. Indeed, he promises further to improve education and expand the housing program for the homeless. Only the Rachmetzereber has unilaterally declared that he will immediately reduce national spending, establish world peace, and cut the trade deficit by half in his first year of office.
Hi, I'm the Rachmetzereber. I promise to do all this, and it's impossible. Hello.
Oh, my gosh. he promised to do all that. Okay, let's see if I can play that one more time, because you got to hear this. You got to hear this.
In 1988, the Rachmetzereber is the only presidential candidate to declare he will lower taxes and strengthen the Social Security system. Indeed, he promises further to improve education and expand the housing program for the homeless. Only the Rachmetzereber has unilaterally declared that he will immediately reduce national spending, establish world peace, and cut the trade deficit by half in his first year of office.
Hi, I'm the Rachmetzereber. I promise to do all this, and it's impossible. Hello.
I promise to do all this. Impossible. Okay, if you didn't like that, then you have no sense of humor, or maybe I have no sense of humor, whatever the case may be. Okay, now, you know, for the last many shows, I've been doing a Lecha Dodi marathon, because I discovered that in going over the old records, the albums, the tapes, and CDs, perhaps one of the most recorded prayers are prayers from Lecha Dodi, Bowie B'Shalom and whatever, or the whole Lecha Dodi. And so each week I've been playing one, two, or three of the selections. I have about 40 or 50 to play, and we're just getting through about a third of the way. In listening to the Piamenta album, I see that they recorded Bowie B'Shalom. So let's get their version. This is for the Lecha Dodi Marathon, the Piamentas.
La la la.
Okay, this is the Lechot Dodi Marathon. Yes, each week we're playing a couple, and let's hear from the early 70s, the duo Reim, and one of their versions of Lechot Dodi. The duo Reim, the Reim duo.
יוחד השם אחד ושמו אחד לשם ולתפארת ולתהילה אחד דודי לקראת קלה בני שבת נקבלה אחד דודי לקראת קלה בני שבת נקבלה לקראת שבת לכו ונלך כי מקור הברכה מראש מקדם נסוחת סוף מעשה במחשבה תחילה אחד אותי לקראת קלה בני שבת נקבלה אחד אותי לקראת קלה בני שבת נקבלה בואי בשלום הכרת בעלה גם בשמחה ובצולה בוכם ונאי עם סגולה בואי חלה, בואי חלה was the duo Reim, and as you are gathering, we're playing a lot of Lechot Dodi. Let's get to Yoel Sharabi. Yes, we've got to bring in Yoel right now. Lechot Dodi.
Ori, 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 zoreri kiva ore kumi ori uri uri shir daveri kvod Hashem alayich nigla uri uri shir daveri kvod Hashem
Robbie, and I hope you don't mind this. Each week I'm playing two or three of Lechol Dodi, and it's fascinating to see the variations, of course. I've played Gaon, Mordechai Ben David, Karlbach, Kugel, Yaakov Kusevitsky, Diaspora Yeshiva Band, and others. And it's interesting. Each one has a different take. I don't know if any of them sing the same melody. Or even if they sing the same melody, it's certainly very different. Okay, let's see. Let's go back to the late 60s. This is an album, Shlomo Kalbach at the Village Gate. This is recorded live there and production supervised by Art DeLugoff. DeLugoff, those of you, still date you if you remember that. This was Pischu Li, and this is... A personal message. By the way, I miss album covers because they usually have so much information. I don't know, when you pick up the CDs today, what do they tell you? It's very, very difficult to get some information. Anyway, here's Shlomo. While on the way to my concert at the Village Gate, I composed the melody Pischu Li Sharei Tzedek, Open the Gates of Righteousness. It occurred to me that at one time or another, all of us have stood at the heavenly gates pleading for admission. When they did not open instantly, many of us turned away in anger and despair, not realizing that we must be prepared to knock for a lifetime. This is an invitation to young people who know that life without him is empty. Let us, with song and prayer and hearts of fire, storm the gates of righteousness together. Meet you at the gates. That was a personal letter from or note from Shlomo on the album. So let's hear Pischu Li Sharei Tzedek.
Pischuli Sharei Tzedek, Ovo Vom Odeko, please open the gates for me. Please open the gates.
Pischuli Sharei Tzedek, Ovo Vom Odeko. Pischuli Sharei Tzedek,
vom oideko. Oi peaceful isha recedek, ovoi vom oideko. 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 Oi peaceful isha recedek, ovoi vom oideko. Oi peaceful isha recedek, ovoi vom.
Da da da.